welcome to Finley's Mild Pony Podcast episode 40, a special episode. I'm Finley and this is my dad.
Hey Finn, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, today we went and saw a movie, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
What did we see?
We saw Sorks.
And what did you think?
I thought it was a pretty good movie.
So you recommend it to all your listeners?
Yes. Even if Rotten Tomato didn't think it was very good.
Well, what did Rotten Tomato say?
It gave it a 64.
That's not terrible.
I mean, but it's not good.
Well, it's not outstanding. It's not like a Pixar movie, but...
Yeah.
Well, do you think it's as good as a Disney Pixar movie, Storks?
Yeah.
So what did you like about it?
I liked all the babies.
You liked all the babies?
Yeah, they were so cute.
What did you like about the babies?
They're so cute.
Just because they had the big eyes?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one baby in most of the movie.
Yeah, mostly, but you're so adorable.
But your favorite part was at the end whenever, like, a million babies turned up.
Yeah.
Well, now you know where babies come from, right?
Yep.
Now that you've seen the movie?
Yep.
So, are you going to write any letters to the stork for more brothers and sisters, like in the movie?
Yeah.
And what do you think your chances of the stork bringing you any more babies into this house?
Zero out of a zero.
Yeah, I think that's about the right odds, Miss Finley. Hey, so this is our special 40th episode. And so, let's see, in the 10th episode, we talked about... What did we talk about in the 10th episode? Was that the comic book? Yeah, that was the comic book, right?
I think so.
And then we did the 20th episode and the 30th. I know in the 30th we talked about video games.
Yeah.
Like the, we talked about Minecraft and we talked about the app game. But do you remember what we did for the 20th episode?
No, I don't remember. I think it was when we were like doing the blind bag and stuff like
that. Oh, you're right. Oh, you know what? I had it wrong. We did the comic for episode 20 and we did the old, like, 1980s Christmas special.
Oh, now I remember that weird Christmas special.
Yeah, because you had your papa on there as a special guest to talk about it.
Yeah, and we were... Was that around Christmas time, or was that around Easter time?
No, that was, like, two Christmases ago.
Wow.
That's how long this thing's been going on.
That's pretty long.
Yeah, very minty Christmas.
Very minty.
I remember you loved that. You thought the Very Minty Christmas was better than any of the new My Little Pony episodes.
Yeah, totally. I love Very Minty Christmas.
Was that sarcasm in your voice?
No.
So you meant what you just said?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I think I'm very, very right.
Well, anyway, our tradition is, right, every 10 episodes, we take a break from reviewing the
My Little Pony episodes.
Right, to pick a new topic. And so we did the Very Minty, we did the comic book, we did the games, and today you decided we were going to do what?
We are going to, well, we've already watched some YouTube My Little Pony videos.
We're going to talk, you picked out a couple of the My Little Pony videos that you've watched in the past.
Two.
We've looked at two of them. We watched them, and now we're going to talk about those.
Yeah.
So, let's start with the first one. So, the first one is a video called Buttons Adventures, and it is by Jane Animation's Ask the Crusaders. And what did you think of... So, actually, first, why don't you tell people what was in this video? So, what is Buttons Adventures about?
Buttons is a little... pony, a little boy pony who has little weird adventures, and well, he goes around. It's just like funny little few 5 seconds of a skit like that he does, and yeah,
you get little 5 second snippets of a day in Button Masher's life, because that's his name.
Yeah,
they call him Button for short, but his name is Button Masher.
And, like, one of them was when he was playing with his train, it caught on fire, and he just left it there.
And, well, do you know why he's called Button Masher?
No, I really don't.
Well, he likes to play video games, right?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things they talk about in video games is you know, there's a couple different ways to play it, video games. You know, you've got all those buttons on the video game controller.
Yeah.
And you know, you can, especially in fighting games, you use different combinations of them to do special moves and things like that. And so some people practice and they only hit, and they hit all these button combos. And it takes a lot of work to do that. Whereas there are other people who just mash buttons. They keep hitting A, B, B, B without even thinking about what it is they're doing. And so that's a button masher. So he's a button masher.
And buttons, one of his little skits was that his mom was saying, it's time for school. And he was like up all night playing a video game that he couldn't even talk right. And then when she took away his...
Well, do you know what that game was?
No, I don't.
Oh, you didn't know? It's a very famous... It's like the very first video game ever in the real world.
What?
Pong.
That wasn't the game he was playing.
Yeah.
No, that was the another one.
When his mom brought him the old game system, she said, this is the game system that...
No, I was talking about another one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was playing a game constantly. He was so tired he couldn't talk right. He said the cats were in the salad. And then when he turned off the TV, he got another one. And then something talked this weird way and... The mom ended it with that he was grounded.
Well, that's right, because she came into his bedroom and he was playing, and it turned out he played all through the night and didn't even sleep. And that's why he couldn't talk properly. So have you ever stayed up way too late failing doing something?
Yeah.
Like what?
Prodigy.
What's Prodigy?
The math game that's fun than just regular math.
And so you've stayed up late playing that when you were supposed to go to sleep?
Yes.
Yeah. I think you've done some other things where you stayed up late when you were supposed to go to sleep, huh? Yeah. And how'd you feel in the morning?
Tired.
Yeah. Well, that's how Button Masher certainly looked, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or Button. I guess we'll just call him Button.
Button!
But, you know, the other little skit was she had brought in that, his mom had brought it into his room.
Really, really old.
Old machine.
And when he tried playing it, he just looked at it and said, I don't get it.
Yeah. But that was Pong, where there's just a straight line on either side and you have to try to bounce a ball back and forth.
Like yeah.
That. You know, there's a video game that your mommy would always yell at me for staying up all night playing. I couldn't help it. You just keep saying to yourself, one more turn, one more turn. And the next thing you know, it's like 3 in the morning.
That's me with Pokemon.
With Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Yeah, see, that was me with the game called Civilization. It's just one more turn. You wait to do the one more turn. Oh, I got to see what happens the next turn. Is that how you feel when you play Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, see? Well, I feel you, Finn.
Yeah.
I know that experience. Yep. Well, hey, we should say, so the video is very much in the same style as the My Little Pony episodes, right? It looks like it's an episode of My Little Ponies, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, what do you think of the animation? Does it look as good as the My Little Ponies episode?
Yeah, it does.
And what did you think of the writing and the humor? Was it as good as a regular My Little Ponies episode?
I thought the humor was more funny than the usual My Little Pony video.
Well, why do you think that is?
Because it's just a little filly messing around and... He just, like, one little skit, he said, milkshake race, and then he drank too fast and he had a headache, and most of it was just going, ow, ow, it hurts.
And that was with Sweetie Belle, right?
Yeah.
Was that the only, like, real My Little Pony that showed up in this episode?
Or yeah.
In this video?
Yeah, pretty much.
But you're right, Finn, because that's exactly right. All it was just... Like quick fire jokes instead of a real story.
Yeah.
Well, did you miss the story part though? Like, did you miss not having an actual story?
No, I thought it was good.
So, if there are more, are there more Button adventures on YouTube?
There is like a Minecraft song called Don't Mind at Night, but they did it with Buttons and Sweetie Belle.
Also, there's a Minecraft video that uses this Button character.
Yeah, but it's like it's the same song, but it with Button, and they changed the words a bit. And Buttons is trying to like stop the little bad creatures from eating Sweetie Belle.
And that is a Minecraft story that's on YouTube.
It's not a story, it's a song.
Oh, it's a song. I'm sorry. But, well, it's a story sung as a, or done as a song, it sounds
Yeah.
like. Right?
Yep.
Would you recommend that folks go see or go find the Buttons Adventure video? Is it worth their time, do you think?
Yeah.
And what was, okay, so out of all the jokes in the Buttons Adventure, what was your favorite one?
Well, it wasn't really a joke, but I like when he was, like, going to find his video game that he left in his mom's room, that he found his dad's mustache, and he put it on, and his mom told him to take him off at Buttons, and he's like, I'm not Buttons anymore. Now you can call me the mustache.
Where do I keep my mustache?
I don't know.
Do I have my mustache hidden somewhere around where Kanan can get it and put it on?
No.
Or you could get it and put it on?
No.
No. I don't think that's how mustaches work.
Yeah.
But would you like to see the character of Buttons show up in a regular My Little Pony episode?
Yeah. Well, I've seen him in the background before.
Really?
Yeah, I just see that little same guy with the little hat with the spinny thing on top.
Do you... And it's the same colors as the one in the YouTube video?
Yeah, and I don't think I pointed this out, but Buttons is a blank flank. He said, I don't care about my cutie mark.
Well, I think it's pretty clear based on his name and yeah. his interests what he's going to get as a cutie mark. Yeah. What do you think?
It's probably a video game. Yeah. But I don't know if that's a talent, a special talent.
Well, but it sounds like that's what he's going to be characterized by for the rest of his life as a video game player.
I guess he'd like that.
I think so. I don't think he'd mind. Heck, yeah. I wouldn't mind getting to play video games for work either.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
He would be like a video game tester.
Yes, I could find someone to pay me to play video games. Yeah. I think that's what I'd be doing right now. But unfortunately, I can't find anyone who'd do that for me.
Yeah, probably no one would probably think that's a good idea, to pay someone to play video games.
So if Button became part of the regular My Little Pony universe, who would he be friends with, do you think?
Well,
who would he associate with?
I guess the cutie mark crusaders could help him get a cutie mark. I don't know.
But he didn't seem to care. Like, you know, the cutie mark crusaders are all about getting their cutie mark. He seemed to not care at all.
I guess he would fit in with Snips and Snails. They are like some troublemakers.
They are troublemakers, but they're also kind of dumb, aren't they?
I guess so.
Would you say Button is dumb?
Nah.
No, I don't think so either. He seemed like a pretty smart little guy.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. I mean, out of the choices that you have, I think you're right. The Cutie Mark Crusaders probably fit best. But I even wonder if maybe he's in a different group off to the side, like maybe one that includes Twist.
Yeah.
Like that. I know you like Twist.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe he doesn't quite fit in with Snips and Snails, the two boy little ponies, because because they're bad too.
Yeah,
right? Aren't they kind of bad?
I was watching some episodes waiting for you guys to finish your movie, and I found one where at the beginning of the episode, she's like, we're gonna talk about some, the teacher said, we're gonna talk about something. When they were about to cue the music, Snail said, I hope it's not work involved.
No, they're lazy, they're not very smart, they do bad things, they help Trixie the Great and Powerful. I just don't think Button would go along with them.
I mean, they kind of brought a huge bear to the town.
Yeah, that's true too. They did do that as well. That's in one of the episodes we already reviewed.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else to say about the video Button's Adventures?
It's really, 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 really good.
And you give it 5 stars then?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, let's move on to our second video. So this is a completely different kind of video, isn't it?
It's a headcanon video.
Well, I wouldn't say, I mean, there's a little bit of there's some headcanon video in there, but it's mostly trying to explain something. So this is, the video is called The Truth About Flurry Heart, and it's by Brony Notion.
So this is going past the barrier of not trying to spoil anything, but the unknown princess that I still won't give you her name, married to Shining Armor, had a baby. So it was born an alicorn. And then when Celestia and Luna found out, they said that this is beyond what they've ever seen before, and this has never happened. This is the first time they've ever seen this. So,
an alicorn being born, a pony being born as an alicorn.
So whoever thought, counting me, that Celestia and Luna were born alicorns were all wrong.
I think we just talked about this like 2 or 3 episodes ago, didn't we? We were sure
that they must have been born
alicorns.
But they're not. They earned their wings or horn just like the rest of them.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, this video was really well done. It must have taken some time because it had all kinds of video clips and animations and all kinds of stuff in it. It was a very professional-looking video.
It was talking about, like, how somehow
Celestia and Luna,
yeah, they came from some alicorn place, and when they found out about Discord and stuff, that they went in to step in. But when Luna turned into Nightmare Moon, that they couldn't go back home. And the second problem was that they were so used to having someone look over them.
Equestria was so used to that.
That Celestia wouldn't get to go home, and it would become back to its miserable place where everyone didn't like Harmony and stuff. So they had to look for someone else, and they finally found Twilight, and yeah.
Well, yeah, so no, it was pretty good. I mean, one of the things that Broding Ocean said at the very beginning that I kind of agree with is that before he launches into his whole big explanation, he says that even though the show kind of made it seem like Luna and Celestia were always alicorns, this sort of came out of nowhere. And he said that could be just because they hadn't talked about it before, or it could be just bad writing.
Yeah.
I think it was bad writing and then wanting to invent something new in the story in the episodes without thinking about all the stuff that came before.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've thought all the time that they were alicorns, that I didn't even notice that part to think. When I even saw that episode, I didn't even stop and think how that would affect the story. But when I saw this, and he put so much work into it, I finally understood, and I didn't even hear that part when I was listening. I was just so excited that there was a new baby.
Yeah, so you missed that Celestia and Luna kind of said that having a pony born as an alicorn was weird.
Yeah, and that she isn't really officially an alicorn. What he was trying to say is that he got the, like, horn from his dad and the wings from her mom or something.
Yeah, well,
I shouldn't go into whole of that because he explained a lot about genes and stuff.
Hey, genes are my thing. I like genes. Let's talk about genes.
Well, not pants genes, but like...
No, genetics.
Genetics.
Inheriting.
Yes.
Well, I mean, basically he starts out by saying that Luna and Celestia are a different kind of pony
and his whole
than all the equestria ponies.
And he made a whole video that I watched way before I saw this that he, like, made it clear that he thought they were born alicorns flushed down the drain. And, like, he had a lot of people subscribe to that, and then he had this whole thing that everything he thought was kicked out the window.
Yeah, well, he even mentioned in this episode that his previous video about the alicorns was viewed 1.7 million times.
And
I
then,
can't believe that. A video that does nothing but just explains the My Little Ponies was viewed over 1.5 million times.
It was him trying to explain how they did it, and he still said even if they were not born alicorns, that maybe they still had alicorns as parents.
Yes. Well, the way he explained it was that where Equestria and Luna came from is that you develop into an alicorn just like you get cutie marks in Equestria. Where Luna and Celestia were born, you're either born a Pegasus or a unicorn, and then just when you get to a certain age, you earn whatever it is you're missing, a horn or not. And then if that's the case, then then you just, and if you don't get either of those things, you're kind of like a blank flank would be in Equestria.
And then there's also where Rarity points out that you have to earn your wings. But in a book that I read that he pointed out a few times, that it said that Caden started out as a Pegasus. So you can also earn your horn.
Is that, so you read that she started as a Pegasus.
Yeah, it was like a whole thing about how Twilight didn't trust herself in an alicorn. She's like, I started out as a young Pegasus and I thought I was nothing special, but then I earned my wings.
See, now, until I watched this video, I was certain that you had to be a unicorn first because of the magic part. And it seems that in Equestria, the only... I know that he kind of says something different in the video, but still, by what we've seen in the episode so far, in Equestria, only unicorns have magic.
Now, I watched another video while I was picking these out about Twilight being an alicorn before she was an alicorn, because when...
What? Being an alicorn before she was an alicorn?
Because she used the same magic that it said that was alicorn magic. But one of the parts that I thought was pretty interesting, that it said when she pointed out that Celestia didn't turn Twilight into an alicorn.
What?
Because when she was singing to her while she was becoming an alicorn, she just watched Twilight become an alicorn.
The video we watched today seemed to indicate that Celestia played a key part in making Twilight.
She just watched her horn never showed her anything. And that it all came from her heart growing and growing because when she turned into an alicorn, the magic surrounding her was purple, just like Twilight's. Indicating that maybe, because before she turned into it, it showed a little heart right where a real horse's heart is located.
And that was her evidence.
Yeah, and that she turned Twilight herself into an alicorn.
Very interesting. I was going to say one thing that I did completely agree. Well, I thought was interesting that Brony Notion pointed out in his video that fit his story.
Yeah.
Was, you know, one of the things he cited as evidence that Luna and Celestia came from a different place than Equestria was their hair.
Oh, yeah.
So the pony, the princess we won't name in Twilight,
have straight hair, and then Celestia and Luna have flowing hair.
Yeah. And so if they're all alicorns, and that's sort of part of being the super powerful alicorn, then Twilight and that other princess should have flowing hair too, but they don't.
Yeah, and the princess that the unknown princess and shining armor had straight, not flowing hair.
Exactly.
So maybe you're born with it if you live in...
Oh, yeah,
place.
That's right. And Flurryheart, the new one, doesn't have flowing hair either.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I know. That's
she had, like, little curl puffs.
Yeah. So that's why Brony Nation says Luna and Celestia must have come from a different land, and they must be different kinds of ponies because of the hair.
Yeah.
I was impressed because the person who did the video knows what a pundit square is.
Yeah. Well...
You don't know what that is.
No, I know, because what? Yesterday, me and Arlington and Kanan, my sister is Arlington, and she did this thing in school where her teacher wanted her to learn more about genes, and it had to do with little paper pets, and to learn what they had, like either a square or circle nose, she used big letters and little letters to use a pundit square, and she like talked on and on about pundit square. Like, oh wait, I know that.
Wow, I'm so proud of you guys. That's fantastic. So she taught you about dominant and recessive genes and how they're inherited?
Yeah, dominant and not so dominant.
Well, not so dominant would be called recessive.
Yeah, I guess so.
It means that if you get a dominant and recessive, only the dominant is expressed.
So I guess when... So what he was trying to say is that Princess Flurryheart is not exactly an alicorn because her mom got her wings from Celestia and Luna.
Yeah.
And making those wings kind of just magic. So if she's born with it, it's not really making her an actual alicorn because her mom was made into an alicorn.
Well, that's an interesting point too, Finley, because this brings up something you and I have talked about in the past about how it's interesting that as soon as you become an alicorn, you're granted princesshood and you're given your own kingdom to rule over.
Yeah.
And that seems kind of okay because you've earned the right to be an alicorn. You've done something special to prove your worth. And so we talked about Equestria being a meritocracy, that they've earned the right to be a princess. But here, Flurryheart is born an alicorn and is immediately called a princess, even though she did nothing to earn it.
Yeah, so it's not really like she's a real alicorn. And another,
I would say she's not a real princess either, though.
Another thing that he pointed out, that if Twilight just goes on to, like, Sweetie Belle and gives her magical wings without even earning them, that she wouldn't just become royalty and have her own parade and stuff like that.
No, I think the whole point of being a princess in Equestria is that you've done something noble. You've shown that you're head and shoulders above the rest and therefore deserve to be a ruler.
Twilight, like, went through all her trouble and, like, made friends and stuff like that and went through all this stuff. And then Celestia, and Luna, they probably earned it their way too. And the unnamed princess earned it by sharing her kindness with other ponies.
Well, here's a question for you, Finley, I'm interested about. Because, so, in the video, they talk about how you could be a Pegasus who earns her horn, or a unicorn who earns their wings to be a alicorn. But the author, Brody Notion, sort of throws out the idea that maybe an earth pony could also become an alicorn, but he doesn't say one way or the other.
Yeah.
What do you think? Could an earth pony earn both wings and a horn and be elevated all the way to alicorn?
Well, they'd really, really, really have to put in all the motivation as possible.
And what's that say to you if being born an earth pony means right from the beginning you never have a chance to be a princess?
They probably are thinking that maybe they give the horn first and then maybe give them the wings after on a while and they show another great deed.
Yeah, it does seem like the earth ponies maybe are discriminated against a bit in the
I guess so.
My Little Pony universe. Do you think so?
Well, if they do something so great to save every pony in the whole world, maybe Luna and Celestia can both work together and give them both a wings and horn.
I guess if there was ever an earth pony that deserved to be made an alicorn, it's Applejack, and Applejack hasn't become an alicorn yet, so I say it can't possibly happen. If Applejack's not getting it, no one's getting it.
They all got their names, like, Celestia is the princess of sun, Luna's the princess of raising the moon, unknown princess is the princess of love, and Twilight, you'll learn later why she's the princess of friendship. Then who is Princess Flurryheart?
The princess of dirty diapers.
What Brody Notion said, that she was the pony of, what did he say?
The princess of merchandising.
Yeah, and then after that he had this whole thing like, buy our toys, buy our toys.
Well, that's what, in the end, I'd say the real conclusion for Brody Notion is the only reason this happened, and the only reason that...
It's because they need some excitement.
Well, yes, that it wasn't because this was truly a part of the My Little Pony universe or an organic story.
Yeah.
That they wanted to sell toys, and they wanted a baby princess doll to be able to sell to little girls.
And they also wanted more excitement around here for the baby.
So they threw in this baby character just so that way then they could have something to sell, even though it completely messes up the entire universe of My Little Pony.
They didn't even think about how this would change everything.
Well, what do you think, Finley? Princess McFlurryheart in the episode make you want to go out and buy toys of McFlurryheart?
Well, that cute little face, yes.
See? Well, then it worked.
And then the unnamed princess and the shining armor have done it. They made a disaster.
They ruined all of Equestria with their baby.
Yeah, and even the baby makes a big problem.
Oh, you're talking about future episodes? Yeah. Well, then we better stop there because I don't think we want to go into that yet. Yeah. Really. Well, did you enjoy your delving back into YouTube videos again, yeah. Finley?
I just want to say one more thing. Okay. That one single line changed everything.
Just one stray line in that episode.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you kind of wish the writers would pay more attention to what they write for the ponies to say, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's kind of interesting to whenever you see how many videos have been made just creating stories about the stories in My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like sitting down and telling your version of why things are the way they are in Equestria?
I guess so.
Yeah. It would take a lot of work, though, to make him as nice as that video.
Yeah, he really tried. He all those pictures and stuff.
Yeah, putting in little video clips. It was someone who definitely took some time on this.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's why he got 1.7 million views on his one video, too.
Yeah, that other one had the same picture, but he went on and on about how and stuff they should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he felt pretty bad about having that one video. And then it went all the way down the drain because now here it is, all crushed.
So out of all the different kinds of My Little Pony videos on YouTube, are these sort of headcanon explanation videos the most common ones you find?
Yeah, well...
Let me ask you this one. Which is more common to find? Toy unwrapping videos of My Little Ponies or headcanon ones? Or, hey, I remember you showing me one where like there was a bad Twilight doll. That goes around and does stuff. What's that?
That's a show called Ben's Toy Bin, and they have this one little Twilight called Creepy Twilight because they found it at a store, and one of the people who does it loves Twilight more than anything, and the Ben, she thinks that she's creepy, and so that's why they call her Creepy Twilight.
Creepy Twilight. And do you like those videos too?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what, out of all the different kinds of YouTube My Little Pony videos, what are your favorite kind?
Well, the first thing that I'd say pops up is the unwrapping videos, but my favorite thing is different people's theories about what they think.
Yeah, it makes you think then, right?
Mm-hmm.
About just how, you know, the story behind the story, the part that you don't see in the episodes.
Yeah, like, where's Applejack's parents? Why doesn't Scootaloo have a mom?
And you told us why.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? I like your headcanon better than anything I find on YouTube, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that wraps up our special 40th, and so next week we'll be back to reviewing episodes again.
Yep.
So how do you think this episode went, Finley?
I thought it went great, but there's one thing I have to say. Don't buy Flurry Heart toys.
That's your protest against the shameless merchandising that went into the decision-making.
Yes.
Maybe the makers of My Little Pony will hear your condemnation of their decision making and not do that in the future.
Yeah, many people have protested against that one line after Brony Motion made that video.
Hey, he has a point, right? That's mm-hmm. what you're saying too.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anything else to add, Finn?
Not really.
If not, then
bye.